Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
J.A.I. Visit L.E. Lou de Repos de Jim's Morrison.
Hey everybody, Patrick Foster here. On behalf of Jim Lenihan, just want to wish you a happy Friday. And before we dig into today's topic on the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast, I want to remind you that the deadline to submit your January new music picks is this Sunday, this weekend, Super Bowl Sunday. You got till midnight on Super Bowl Sunday, so you're watching all the 9 hours of pregame there while you're doing it. Think about it. January new music, what was great? What do I want to tell other listeners about? Make a voice note, email it, rocketsuburbspod.com, or even easier, just pick up the phone if you're taking your morning walk before Super Bowl Sunday. Call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984, and leave a message. And we will get into that stuff in the middle of next week. Today, we have a follow-up of a series that's starting to build a little momentum, and I'm getting excited about it. This is our third call in the Musical Pilgrimages series. Today, we have Harris King. He's going to tell you about some journeys he's made. Without any further ado, let's jump into it. Here he is, Harris King.
Hello, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina. And I am calling in to respond to a couple of recent shows. The original was back in October, episode 1722. Mark Neese was the guest during Suburbs Fest, and he was talking about musical pilgrimages. And I listened to that day, and I immediately typed up a note on my phone, some of the musical pilgrimages I have made. And then a couple weeks ago, maybe last week even, B.J. Bonin described his musical pilgrimage to CBGB's. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've got this note on my phone. I need to call in about mine as well. And I made a pretty good list. Some are, you know, not quite as important, not the right word, but they were just quick ones or something like that. For example, in Austin, Texas, there's a Stevie Ray Vaughan statue on the river that I visited and got a picture when I was there. Or when I was in New York City with my wife, Rachel, we went to the Paul's Boutique corner. And it was just a corner at the time. I took a picture of the two street signs on the corner, but it's since been turned into something bigger, which is awesome. Or the Dakota in New York City there where John Lennon lived and was shot, unfortunately. I've been to Graceland, the home of Elvis Presley, when I was in Memphis with my German friend Andy. That was amazing. Also went to Sun Studio in Memphis. I think Patrick or somebody else mentioned both of those. Wow, just cool. And then there's, of course, Athens, Georgia. The Wuxtry Record Shop is still open. I bought so many records there back in the 80s and into the 90s. The 40 Watt Club in Athens. This is the one that's been there, I think, since 1991. So not the original one when R.E.M. and all the other great Athens bands were playing, but still pretty dang cool. I went to the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. And, of course, it's just amazing for Andy Warhol, but there's so much Velvet Underground stuff inside of the museum. A couple of bigger ones, though, that I've been to was when I was in Paris. It's been about 20 years ago now. I made sure to go to the Cemetery Père Lachaise. I made sure to go there because that's where Jim Morrison's grave is. And I went there, and it was really, really cool. I listened to a lot of Doors, I'll admit it. I still like the Doors growing up. Not so much anymore, but that's fine. And it was cool. You know, back then, 20 years ago, you could get up real close to his grave. There are a lot of flowers left there or other things left there by fans. I didn't leave anything there. But still, I was very impressed to see it up close and personal. I think since then, they've sort of roped it off. Maybe it's getting a little too much attention. But nonetheless, going to see his grave and Paris was important to me. Another one that is definitely a little sad because it doesn't exist anymore is the train trestle in Athens, Georgia, that is on the back cover of the REM album Murmur. It's my favorite REM album, and I knew it existed, this train trestle, for years and years and years, but I finally looked it up. I thought it was way out in the country. It looks very, like it's way out in the country, but it's actually in Athens. It's just in a wooded place, or was in a wooded place. And I looked it up, and, you know, it was an easy drive. And I went over there and checked it out. This was back in, I think, 2015, around Christmas time. And at the time, I was just starting to talk to Rachel. We weren't even dating yet or official or anything like that, but I immediately sent her a bunch of pictures of the Murmur train trestle, and she dug that. So that's a part of our courtship, we'll say. So just really cool. It's since been torn down, though. It was apparently dangerous, was going to fall down. They didn't want people to get hurt, and they're potentially going to rebuild something. I'm not sure. I need to check on the status of that, but I did get to see it and take a bunch of pictures. And actually, Rachel and I have been a few times since then, but the last time we went, we discovered it had been torn down. It's very sad.
Distant, your luck, pilgrimage.
And one final musical pilgrimage that I've made is my mother is from Cuthbert, Georgia. That's in southwest Georgia. And Fletcher Henderson, the great band leader, also was born and grew up in Cuthbert. And his house still exists there. See, there's a historical marker in front of his house, Fletcher Henderson's house. And he is also buried in Cuthbert. And I visited his grave as well there. So there you have it. There is my musical pilgrimages. I'd love to hear some more because I know a lot of people do this kind of thing here in the community. So thanks a lot. I hope everybody keeps rocking the suburbs and keep listening to music. Thanks. Keep listening to music.